Hello.
Hello. I don't think Vicky's on yet.
Oh, sorry. Hi, what's your name?
Helen.
Helen, I'm Kyle. Nice to meet you.
Kyle, nice to meet you. And where are you located?
About an hour from Jacksonville. I'm just trying to, I couldn't think of my city name for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Jacksonville.
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan, wow, that's a far way.
Yeah.
But it must be nicer up there because it's not as hot down here.
Well, we've had some warm weather, but probably nothing like you have. It was in the 90s one day, I guess, but that's not often.
Wow. Bless you.
Well, Lord, what's happening? I hope everything's okay, Lord. I ask you to put your hand on Vicky and Phil, whatever their needs are right now.
Amen.
This is Monday night, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is,
Yeah.
honey.
This is unusual. No one's calling in.
Hi,
Father, I just
Vicki.
praise you.
Oh, Helen.
Yeah, nobody's on, Judy. Vicky and Phil haven't come on. I was just praying. Don't know what's going on.
Oh,
We
they'll be
just
on.
pray and ask, Praise
Yeah,
you,
this
Jesus.
is Ken calling in. I'll pray too. I'm on my way to Jacksonville. I'm listening to this tonight. I have to pick up my son at the airport.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Maybe some chickens got out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way Monday.
Yay.
Hallelujah. Somebody was wondering if I was going to show up out there. Yep,
That's right. We're all praying. Thank you,
Praise the
Jesus.
Lord. Let me remind anybody, if you have opened this message from an archive source, we are on a live teleconference call. And that means people will be calling in from here and there and everywhere, praise the Lord. As they are reminded by the Holy Spirit, this is Freedom's Way Monday. And anytime, digital listeners, anytime you'd like to join in, you would call 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363 pound. So, who wants to say hello?
I'll never understand.
Hello, Vicki. It's Helen. Thank you, Helen.
Hi, Vicki. This is Stan.
Hey, welcome.
Somebody's on a horse.
Oh, that was the blinker on the car.
I'm in my car on my way to Jacksonville.
I gotta get my seatbelt on. There we go.
That's on their way to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I've got to pick up my son at the airport. This is Finn.
Oh, okay.
And
Well,
so I'm
thanks for
listening to
joining
you
us.
on the way over.
Okay.
Okay, I'm forward to it.
Who else? Who else is on the line?
Hello?
Hi, sounds like Kyle.
Hey, Miss Licky, how are you?
Doing well, Kyle, thanks. Thanks for remembering.
Yeah. I was just listening to the other one. I'm going to finish it when I get done with this one. So.
Okay.
I finally have some time to write down a bunch of notes and stuff. But.
Yeah, good. Okay, who else wants to say hello?
Hi, Ms. Vicky. This is Mitch. I made it in too.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, hello. Hope everything's going good for y'all tonight.
Yes, God is good.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
God is good.
I'll mute back out. I'm making all kind of noise out here on the road.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. almost to Ocala.
Good evening.
All right. Hi, welcome. We missed you guys last week.
Life has been extremely busy.
I understand that.
Good evening. It's Rebecca.
Hi, my friend Becky.
I'm here.
I do need to ask Steve, did I send you that message last week, or I can't remember if I did. I know we talked about it.
Did she send you the message? You did receive it, yes, thank you.
She did. Okay, great. Thank you. I can't answer myself and I can't remember who I sent what to.
Boy.
Anybody else want to say hello before we mute your phone tonight? I'm busy doing something. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute the phone so that y'all can continue with whatever choice you're making back. So anyone who is new on the line, what I just did was I muted your background noise. You can still hear us, of course, but we cannot hear you. So we are going to get started tonight with the third installment, Chapter 3 in the book, Higher Faith, Greater Power, Deeper Peace. Praise the Lord forever.
Amen. Good evening. Phil Burdett here with my wife, Vicki, and we're Freedom's Way Ministries, and we have a message for you tonight. Hallelujah. Powerful message. You will be blessed. Thanks for joining with us. This is our Monday night call, and Freedom's Way, our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority, which can make for a great life. So anything we can do in that area, we are glad to help. So you will enjoy the message tonight. Just make yourself comfortable. I'm going to pray us in. We'll get started. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your anointing on this word, Lord, that it is powerful and will do everything that you have designed it to do in the hearts of your people. We just thank you for that word, Lord. We thank you that you have anointed it. And in your name, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over any unclean spirit that would attempt to blunt, distract, distort this message in any way, and keep it from having the full impact that the Lord would have for the children he loves. So thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for your message. Thank you for your word. And thank you for this day. And you are good. We worship you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the children that he loves. Don't forget that's you. All right. As I already said, we are into the next book that will come from Freedom's Way, titled Higher Faith, Greater Power, Deeper Peace. This will end up being chapter 3, and the heading of it is How Faith Works and How to Develop It. In studying the subject of faith, we find there are almost innumerable insights that God reveals throughout His Word. Like the Lord Himself, the topic of faith is so multidimensional and multifaceted, it stretches beyond the scope of our human reasoning and wisdom. Still, it's well worth the study. In this chapter, we will explore how faith works, who it works for, and how to develop it. First of all, as already stated, each and every believer has faith because we have the Holy Spirit within us. Faith is available to all, and we already have it. Romans 10:8. But what says it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach.
This is an interesting verse because most people who quote this verse leave out the first part. But what saith it? Has anyone ever wondered what it is?
What?
Oh, Vicki has. The it which speaks this word to us is named in verse 6. The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Righteousness means the character of a Christian who is justified by his belief. And faith translates persuasion of the truth, moral conviction of the truthfulness of God. With this understanding, we can read the verse this way. The character of a born-again Christian speaks the truth of God. In other words, once again, we see that a true believer walks and lives by faith, which is moral conviction of God's truth, and not by sight, which is in agreement with hell and the world. What we see is not what is. What is what we believe. I'll try. What we see is not what is. What is what we believe. The world says seeing is believing, but God says believing is seeing. How many times have we fallen into agreement with the devil by saying something like this? I know God's word says such and such, but I just don't see it. Well, guess what? With that kind of confession, we never will. Hebrews 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession.
Let us hold fast our profession. Professing faith activates faith. Professing doubt deactivates faith. Our words are the vehicles by which faith moves. Faith works by love, as we've already seen, but faith moves by our words. Words release power. We will either release the power of the Holy Spirit within us, or we will release the power of sin over us. Oof. It's our choice. Not one of us is void of the ability to believe and to use our faith. The ability to believe and use faith is available to all who look to Jesus the Christ as our all in all. Jesus says this in Mark 11:23, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be you removed and be you cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Well, I'm a whosoever, and you are also, if you want to be. Every single one of us has the same availability to use God's faith. The book of Hebrews tells us, everyone who hears the word of God and mixes faith with it finds a benefit. It also states that those who do not believe the word have no profit from the word. They don't profit from it. They don't believe it. Hebrews 4:2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Ephesians reveals that faith is as freely given to us all as love is. Everyone has the same opportunity to receive it. That means that each of us, as God's children, can weave God's faith into the fabric of our lives. And I just want to add, if you do that, you're not going to come unraveled. I should add that, shouldn't I? That's a good line. Ephesians 6:23. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As one of the many aspects to faith, Hebrews 11 states that faith is defined as a spiritual force. It is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. One simple way to understand this is the deed to a house. If you owned a house and you were going to get a loan based on the value of your home as the collateral for the loan, you could prove you owned the house by carrying it down to the bank with you. You have the evidence in your pocket in the form of the title deed. That's the substance of the thing you hope for, which is the loan, and the evidence of the thing not seen, which is the house.
Okay.
Okay.
In addition to being the spiritual force we just described, faith is also a law. Romans 3:24-27. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. The law of faith. If faith is a law, then it is in force in the spirit realm and enforceable in the natural realm. That's a big bite to take, so chew slowly. Hallelujah. If faith is a law, then it is in force in the spirit realm and enforceable in the natural realm. The word says there is a law of faith. This law is in force in the spirit. This law is enforceable in the natural, and believers, you and I, are to be the enforcers of faith. The word of God which we speak in faith, because we are the voice of the Word of God activates angels to perform on our behalf and bring into being unseen things we hope for. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Again, we clearly see words release power. 2 Corinthians 4:13 and 14. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. In Matthew 12:36 and 37, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
Wow. Action also releases power. As previously stated, you can believe God will do a certain thing for a long, long time. You can hold on to that belief. But if you put no feet to your faith, so to speak, it will stagnate and wither from disuse. Many people live in deception about faith, thinking all they need to do is believe hard enough and the thing will happen. No. There is a pressing in. There is an action that must accompany our belief. James 1, verse 22 to 25. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah. Grasp the word. Believe the word. Do the word. It is in the doing that we receive the blessing. We are blessed in our deeds of faith, which works by love. The law of faith, then, is the law of love. When our motivations are pure in love, we are not corrupt enforcers of the law. You've heard about the bad cops. When our motivations are outside the law of love, it's very unlikely that the law of faith will be enforced by heaven, and very likely we will be found to be corrupt cops. Numbers 32:23, but if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out.
We've now seen faith as a servant and faith as a law. It is therefore a living fruit of the Spirit of God, and it is ours to direct. When we direct our love, motivated faith toward God, according to the purposes of God and in keeping with his plans for each one of us, it will perform its appointed task. Because it is a law also, we must enforce it in the same way, according to the purposes of God and in keeping with his plan. Faith works, and so must we. Luke 17:10. So likewise, you, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. We are not to boast in our faith and what we accomplish through it. Rather, in keeping an attitude of meekness, we are to assign faith its task as both directors and enforcers of faith. We command our faith to perform the words and the works of God. And when we do, we should neither be surprised, truthfully, nor puffed up about the result.
Yeah.
You know, because I know many times I have been, so that's what speaks to me. But when we do the works of God, perform the word, and it works, we should neither be surprised nor puffed up about the result. It should be our normal function and the normal function of our faith to advance God's kingdom in the earth. We are servants in the kingdom of God, and faith is our servant to assist us in what our King has called us to do. When we work for Him, faith works for us. Hallelujah.
That's right. You know, when you're about your Father's business, it works.
Amen.
Let's talk a little bit about developing our faith. It is a scriptural concept that faith can grow. Lots of preachers and pastors will tell you faith is like a muscle. In order to grow a muscle, you have to use it. The same thing is true of faith. Each time we step out in faith and pray for something or someone, we exercise our faith. Every answered prayer, even when the answer comes a different way than we thought it would, every answered prayer brings an increase of faith in our hearts. Pray, believe, receive, see the manifestation. That is the progression of developing faith. Pray, believe, receive, and see. The time between the prayer and the manifestation, that is a critical period where faith must not be subjected to discouragement and doubt. Hallelujah. The time between the prayer and the manifestation of the thing you pray for, that's where your faith has to stand strong. In developing faith, we have to put the Word of God first. It must take first place in our lives and in our prayers, becoming our priority position and our final authority. Both. The priority position and the final authority. Nothing should stand between us and the Word of God. Not what we see, not the words of other people, not the diagnosis of a doctor, not prior history, ghosts of the past. Absolutely nothing must be allowed to intrude to come between us and the Word of God. I want to interject something. I was talking to a lady today who is considering making a move several states from where she lives now. And she said that she had peace about it, and she really thought that God, you know, was in that plan. And then she said, but my mom and my dad just shut it down. And this is not a young person. I mean, she's young, but she's an adult by many years as a child. And I know that her parents are not following the Lord, and they are the ones who told her that doesn't sound like God. So I just reminded her, are you going to listen to people who are not in the Word, or are you going to listen to the Word of God? Absolutely nothing, back to the text, absolutely nothing must be allowed to intrude to come between us and the Word. Whatever the Word says I am, I am. Whatever the Word says I can do, I can do. Meditation on God's Word will build our capacity for faith. Meditation is a big thing in the world today. But most meditation is a counterfeit of the real thing. New Age meditation requires a person to empty himself, his mind, and enter a place of complete, let's put some air quotes, tranquility, where he can hear, again, air quotes, God. The problem is that when we're empty, we're fair game for the enemy. Whatever voice we hear, it may come from the kingdom of darkness rather than the kingdom of light. Being completely open to whatever comes along is a dangerous position for a Christian. I think it's even more dangerous than for an unsaved person. And this is because hell is anxious to capture our lives and to make us ineffective in advancing God's kingdom. But when our meditation is centered in and on God's holy word, we become filled, not empty. The peace we receive from God's infilling of truth and love is lasting and sure. It is not temporary and uncertain. The peace we gain through New Age practices of meditation, which include yoga, transcendental meditation, and other similar practices, that is a false peace that leaves us incapable of coping with the world. We find ourselves in need of another session, another fix. The Word of God should always be the focus of our meditation, and our meditation should always be active and not passive. Thank you, Lord.
Next in the progression of developing our faith is action. Acting on the Word of God builds faith. If we believe a person will be healed but do not pray for that person, our faith is of little worth to us or the other person. When we pray for someone and they receive healing, our faith gets a boost. Amen. But when God heals someone we didn't pray for, it might make us glad, but it will do little to boost our faith level. When we are prompted by the Holy Spirit to speak a word to someone and we don't do it, and we can't see what God wanted to do, our faith will not grow. But when we step out with the word and speak it, it is amazing what God will do in the person's life. And oftentimes, we get to see the result. This definitely grows our faith. Amen. Yeah. Step four in developing faith is to make the decision to live in the truth. This is living by faith and not by sight, which we've already touched on. Living by sight means depending on the realm of our natural senses, what we see and hear and touch and taste and smell, rather than living in the Spirit. Galatians 3:11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The reality of the world is often not the truth of the word. We need to decide which one is where we're going to dwell, the world or the Word? Do we live by the reality of the world or the truth of God's Word? We all know someone who lives in reality. This person says things like, that's just the way it is. That's reality. I'm just being real. Well, it's a fact, isn't it? I'm just facing reality. I'm telling it like it is. Perhaps we should take this position. I have no wish to face reality, but I do have a fervent desire to overcome it. Hallelujah. Well-directed and enforced faith toward God does that. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Think about that scripture with what Phil just read here. Well-directed and enforced faith toward God overcomes realities and puts you in truth. Wow. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. As our faith grows, God's kingdom advances and Satan's domain diminishes. Circumstances begin to yield to the truth and no longer seem so overpowering. We begin to overcome rather than continuing to be overcome. When we live by faith, we also live by love, because faith works by love. Without love, faith can do nothing. Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. It all comes from our Savior, Jesus Christ. He and He alone is the center, the beginning, and the end of our faith. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We can receive Jesus as the developer of our faith the same way we received Him as the Savior of our souls. How did that happen? We ask Him to come into our hearts and be our Lord, believing in our hearts that He would. When we did that, we believed it happened, right? I certainly knew it. So if Jesus is in our hearts, we need to let Him out once in a while. Let Him work. That way His faith can perform His purposes in the earth. That's how faith gets bigger. We allow Jesus to shine through us. We allow Jesus to use our tongue, our hands, our talents, our abilities, our money, our physical possessions, and anything else He might want to use to show Himself. Truly, we can expect Jesus to develop our faith every single time we put our faith on the line. He's up for it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. When we are living by faith, faith becomes a natural outflow of our lives, so that the Holy Spirit can easily use us in the gift of faith spoken of in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these works, that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. We are including this passage, the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, to show that faith is one of them. There is a difference between the gift of faith and the doctrine of Christ, which is faith towards God. Faith toward God encompasses the measure of faith we've all been given and is what this book is about. To prevent confusion, a brief explanation of these gifts and how they work is in order. Many people who are used regularly in a particular gift, for example, the gift of healings, will claim, "I have the gift of healing," or "God gave me the gift of healing." I believe those with that belief are positioned dangerously close to touching the glory of God and claiming his glory as their own. So let us explain, if you would, honey.
Be happy to. The scripture clearly states that it is the Holy Spirit of God who works these gifts, choosing whom he will to work them through. The gift itself, then, belongs to the one for whom it is extended, not the one it's going through. If it is the gift of healing, for instance, since that's what we're talking about, the healing is given to the one in need of healing, not the one who was used to give it. The scripture also clearly states these gifts are revealed by the Holy Spirit, quote, to every man. To me, this means that each and every believer can be used by the Holy Spirit in any of the gifts at any time, as the Spirit wills, as the Spirit wills to use that believer. Our fervent desire to be used in the gifts and our depth of belief in God and in ourselves as his vessels certainly would have a bearing on whom the Holy Spirit chooses to use. The Holy Spirit imparts his gift through the person who is willing, able, and ready to be used in the gifts. The believer who is willing, W, available, A, and ready, R, can make war against the enemy as he is used in these gifts, destroying the works of hell and the lies of the devil in other people's lives. Praise God. The scripture says, this manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given to every man to profit all of mankind.
Amen. So hopefully that will make the gifts of the Spirit and their operation a little more understandable to us all. Many people may think they aren't used in the gifts because God doesn't want them for some reason. We need to realize it is our own doubts that hinder us from being used and not God's fickle nature. The word is clear that he is not a respecter of persons. Some people may think they don't have enough Holy Spirit in them to be used, and that simply is an unreasonable thought. There is no little Holy Spirit. He is the same in the youngest believer, in the newest believer, as he is in the oldest and most seasoned warrior in God's army.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit does not get bigger. We can grow our faith, but we can't grow our God. It reminds me of the verses that say, "Magnify the Lord." If you really think about this, you'll realize that a microscope or magnifying glass does not change the object being viewed. It doesn't make the thing bigger. You just see more of it. You get a deeper look. You are able to see things that weren't apparent to you before. You understand the workings of the thing. You can be amazed at its intricacies and beauty. It becomes more clear. The object doesn't get bigger, but your view of it does. So let's pray together tonight.
You know, I just think that needs to be reset. The Holy Spirit doesn't get bigger. If you're magnifying God, He doesn't get bigger. You just see more of Him. Wow. If you were just born again today, I will tell you, you have the same Holy Spirit as I have, as Phil has. You may not know exactly how to work with Him yet, but He's in there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forever. Don't doubt yourself. This is an exhortation from the Lord. This is not in the book. Don't doubt yourself. You have it all. You have the measure of faith. Jesus Christ Himself, the full measure of faith. The Holy Spirit of God. You just need to find out who you are, and that's why we're here. So if you want to pray with me tonight, and I hope that you will, we pray out loud because we want the angels to hear the voice of the Word of God, agreeing with God and what He says so that they can be released to minister to us, to perform the word that we speak in agreement with God. We also want the demons to hear so they know your time is up. We are not agreeing with you any longer. And they'll get out of our lives. Hallelujah. You ready? Okay.
Ready.
Father God.
Father God.
Thank you that I am one of the whosoevers.
Thank you that I am one of the whosoevers.
You're not.
The whosoevers who have faith available.
It again.
Okay. The whosoevers who have faith available.
The whosoevers who have faith available.
And ready to perform on my behalf.
And ready to perform on my behalf.
As I advance your kingdom.
As I advance your kingdom.
And fulfill the destiny you set before me.
And fulfill the destiny you set before me.
In the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
In the name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
I ask your forgiveness.
I ask your forgiveness.
For times I've not placed your word.
For times I've not placed your word.
As first priority in my life.
As first priority in my life.
For finding so many other things to meditate on.
For finding so many other things to meditate on.
And to meditate about.
And to meditate about.
I now know that meditating.
I now know that meditating.
Actively on and in your word.
Actively on and in your word.
Will increase my capacity for faith.
Will increase my capacity for faith.
And I ask you to help me set aside time.
Ask you to help me set aside time.
Every day.
Every day.
To meditate on your word.
To meditate on your word.
Thank you that when I spend time on things that are important to you.
Thank you that when I spend time on things that are important to you,
you redeem my time.
You redeem my time.
And I can accomplish everything in my life that I need to do.
And I can accomplish everything in my life I need to do.
I repent, Lord.
I repent, Lord.
For not acting in faith.
For not acting in faith.
For not putting action to my faith.
For not putting action to my faith.
With your help.
With your help.
I pledge to step out.
I pledge to step out.
And to act on the word I hear from you.
And act on the word I hear from you.
I will pray for others.
I will pray for others.
Wherever and whenever I'm prompted to do so.
Wherever and whenever I'm prompted to do so.
Even in public places.
Even in public places.
I will speak words of encouragement and love.
I will speak words of encouragement and love.
Bringing joy to others.
Bringing joy to others.
And planting seeds of faith wherever I am.
And planting seeds of faith wherever I am.
Today, Lord, I've decided.
Today, Lord, I've decided.
To live in the truth.
To live in the truth.
Speaking your word.
Speaking your word.
And not the word of the world.
Not the word of the world.
Thank you for keeping me on track, Father.
Thank you for keeping me on track, Father.
Thank you for heightening my discernment.
Thank you for heightening my discernment.
Even to be able to hear myself.
Even to be able to hear myself.
At times when I begin to fall into agreement.
At times when I begin to fall into agreement.
With the voice of hell.
The voice of hell.
That brings me discouragement.
Which brings me discouragement.
Depression.
Depression.
Despair.
Despair.
Or dissension.
Or dissension.
Help me live in the scripture.
Help me live in the scripture.
That says there'll be no complaining in our streets.
It says there'll be no complaining in our streets.
Because happy is the people whose God is the Lord.
Because happy is the people whose God is the Lord.
Thank you for this explanation of your gifts.
Thank you for this explanation of your gifts.
Forgive me, Lord, for ever claiming.
Forgive me, Lord, for ever claiming.
I have the gift.
I have the gift.
The gift belongs to your Holy Spirit.
The gift belongs to your Holy Spirit.
Thank you for those times that you use me.
Thank you for those times that you've used me.
In the gifts.
In the gifts.
And Father, if there is any place in me.
And Father, if there's any place in me.
That has been unwilling to be used by the Holy Spirit.
It's been unwilling to be used by the Holy Spirit.
In these gifts.
In these gifts.
I declare to you now.
I declare to you now.
I am willing to be made willing.
I'm willing to be made willing.
Boost my faith.
Boost my faith.
To the degree of knowing.
To the degree of knowing.
That you will take care of everything.
That you will take care of everything.
Because you love me.
Because you love me.
And I have no reason to complain.
I have no reason to complain.
About anything at all.
About anything at all.
Help me live by love, Lord.
Help me live by love, Lord.
So that my faith works.
So that my faith works.
I break all agreement now.
I break all agreement now.
With any spirit of discouragement.
Any spirit of discouragement.
Depression.
Depression.
Despair or dissension.
Despair or dissension.
I break agreement with any spirit of doubt.
I break agreement with any spirit of doubt.
Uncertainty and unbelief.
Uncertainty and unbelief.
That would hijack my faith.
That would hijack my faith.
I ask you to forgive me for participating with those spirits, Lord.
I ask you to forgive me for participating with those spirits, Lord.
And I ask that the curse be broken.
I ask that the curse be broken.
Your truth is all I need, Father.
Your truth is all I need, Father.
And I declare the blood of the Lord Jesus.
I declare the blood of the Lord Jesus
is all powerful and effective.
Is all powerful and effective.
To free me now.
To free me now.
From these limiting spirits in my life.
From these limiting spirits in my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I take the sword of the Spirit of God and I sever all generational cords of iniquity and any evil soul ties that have held any of that in place in your life. Everything that you broke agreement with, I send that back in the Spirit. And I take back for you every godly thing that you were meant to have. And I speak to the spirits and the spirit guides of discouragement, depression, despair, and dissension. Loose them. I cast you out from every cell in their body, every thought in their minds, every emotion in their hearts. Get up, get out, and go. I send you to the pit. I cast out all spirits and spirit guides, generational and present, of doubt, uncertainty, and unbelief. Loose them now. I send you into the consuming fire of the living God. I cancel cell memories of discouragement, depression, despair, dissension. I cancel cell memories of doubt, uncertainty, and unbelief. You will not be triggered in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you fill your people now. Where there was these ugly things, fill them with joy, peace, new hope, contentment, faith in greater measure. Assuredness of who you are and who they are in you and who you are in them. Thank you, Lord, for filling all of us now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. If you have a comment or a question, or if you just want to let me know you're here, you can push the *6 keys on your telephone keypad. That will put you back on the conference where everyone can hear you. Comments tonight? Go ahead.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you. It was a real blessing, Vicki and Phil. Just tremendously helpful. And thank the Lord for you both so much. And love you. Thank you.
Praise God. Bye-bye. Thank you.
For those comments, we love you too.
Thank you.
I just want to second what she said. Tonight I couldn't take notes because I'm driving over to Jacksonville here, but I want to hear this again. It was profound, and so much that I needed to hear tonight. And I was just praying, Lord, it says in the Word that you take words like this and you'll put them in our heart and write them in our minds. And we can take a peaceful, thankful, scripture like that and just believe it's true, that we will remember this. It'll be written on our minds and our hearts, because this is so powerful to all of us. I just want to receive it. I want to operate in it, because what you said about faith, how you need to not just be a hearer, but it's the doing that triggers the faith to come to pass. And I just got a new revelation of what that means in my own life and what I need to do. So thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Finn. That's the object. And I will send you the link when I get it tomorrow. I wrote that down. So I'll send you the link and you can listen to it. Take as many notes as you want.
I love to have you, Vicki. Thank you. You send it to me too, Vicki. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
Thank you. If you get a chance, no question.
All right. Anybody else got something to say tonight?
Yes, I want to tell y'all thank you, brother and sister. Powerful, powerful word tonight. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Being with us. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
God bless, brother and sister. Love and noise. I'm going to back off.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Becky. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. I'm glad you're here for us all. Thank the Lord for you guys.
We appreciate you, too.
Okay. Thank you for another wonderful evening.
Awesome.
We are. We're back home. The fact that we're home.
Brad,
that was a
trip.
Yeah, we made it. So we got home about 1 o'clock. I just got in bed about 1:30 or this morning. Oh,
wow.
But we're alive and well. That's the best part.
Okay, good trip. We'll hear about it hopefully online in the morning.
Yeah,
and, Ben, I think I'm getting road noise from you, if you would mute your phone. You can push the mute button on your phone and it'll mute it. It's so good to have you, Claudia.
Oh, thank you. It's been wonderful. I love tonight. My goodness, we all needed this. The whole world needs this. It was excellent. Thank you.
You know, Phil was reviewing the material because I'm not going to publish anything except for half his sample. Okay. And his input into it. And he made an interesting comment. He said, I can see why you want this to be a book.
Oh, I can see, too. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So,
yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to check out of here and get some rest so I can be on in the morning.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much, that you will be here in the morning.
Okay.
Good night, Claudia.
Good night. I'll be listening.
All right. And we're going to close out the line in just a minute. Any other comments or questions tonight? Anybody?
Very powerful word, Miss Vicki.
Thank you, Kyle.
When is the book coming out?
Well, it depends on the finances. And when it's finished, it's going to be probably several weeks more before it's done. And then we'll see.
Thank you for the word tonight. I definitely, if you could send me this again, the recording, because I want to listen to it again and get more notes out of it.
Okay. I will send you the link, and we will repeat this message on Friday night for anyone who is interested in coming back on Friday. You get it as the Holy Spirit brings it on Friday as well. for anyone who is in the Lake City area, which would go probably Jacksonville, Gainesville, Ocala, wherever, around within a couple of hours, this Saturday, we are hosting the first part of Overcoming Satan's Greatest Weapon in Lake City. And if you need information about that, shoot me a text at 904-993-2876. That'll be a live seminar event.
And lunch is included.
That's right. We're providing lunch to
Saturday in Lake City. So if you would want information on that or could make it, it would be a blessing to you. You will grow amazing. It's an amazing word.
But I need.
Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you. I ask that you seal it in our hearts, Lord, that it bears fruit in our lives, in our daily walk. My prayer is as Finn's prayer, Lord, that I can walk in this, operate in it, grow in it, that it becomes my daily thought, Lord. Somebody needs to mute, please. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for it, Lord, and seal it in our hearts, Lord. And encamp your angels around your people. And someone needs to mute, please.
Push the mute button.
Yes, thank you. We're getting some feedback. Thank you very much. So we generally close our meeting with the Aaronic benediction from, you might have to do it. From Numbers, the 6th chapter. And it was a command of the Lord to Moses to have Aaron bless the people. In chapter 6, so we close our meetings with the Aaronic benediction. It is a blessing for God's people. God bless you as you receive. Heart of God. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the people of God, Yivarechach Adonai v'yishmarecha Yair Adonai pono ve'lecha ifunecha Yisa Adonai pono ve'lecha v'yisem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine unto you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And we add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for all that you are and all that you do. Father, you are good. We worship you this evening. We thank you that you have our best interest in your heart. And we thank you that you are growing us every day in every way. So we just give you honor and glory tonight. We bless your holy name. We ask that you encamp your angels around your people. Protect them, give them a God-filled, glorious week, and bring them back in the morning at 7:15 for the King's table, or whatever their desire or your plan for them. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Oh, I can't. Hold on a second.
Yeah, all locked out.
Okay. Now you can say good night.
Good night. God bless everybody. Love you. Bye-bye.
God bless you all.
Good night. God bless you all.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Love you all.
Bye now.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
is so dark here.
Thank you.